Rosa came by while I was at school. I've arranged things so that we don't cross paths, because I never know what to say to her. I haven't lived a wealthy lifestyle for long enough to know how to speak to my cleaning lady. Watching her clean my house has always seemed unnatural to me. In the air is a mild odor of cleanliness. There are damp towels smelling strongly of detergent in the bathroom, and clean linen sheets that have softened over time on our beds. No trace of fingerprints on the large entryway mirror. The red tile floor in the kitchen sparkles. The figurines on the mantelpiece, the wool blanket on the sofa, the embroidered cushions, the candles on the shelf, the books in the library, the art magazines piled on the coffee table, the framed photos hung in the stairwell, everything is in its place. Even the flowers from the market preside at the center of the dining table with greater poise than before. I'm sure Rosa has rearranged a few stems and leaves to better show off the bouquet. Yesterday afternoon, my husband went grocery shopping. I'm touched by the abundance in our kitchen. Brioche and jam on the counter, our fruit basket filled with apricots and peaches. I know it's silly, but the more my husband runs important errands, the more I feel he loves me. It's as though he's investing in our relationship. Like the greengrocer who weighs the small paper sachets one by one, I can quantify his love each Sunday upon his return from the market, depending on the total printed on the receipt in the bottom of the shopping bag. For the fridge, vegetables and meat, tapenade from the olive cellar, a salad with grapefruit and crab from the gourmet market, a sizable block of cheese. Seeing this kitchen ready to burst makes my heart skip a beat. 2:30 p.m., it's a bit early to check the mail, but there's no harm in going anyway. Grabbing the key that I keep hidden under the false bottom of my jewelry box, I cross the driveway and open the mailbox with a knot in my stomach. I am relieved to find three letters that have nothing concerning or unusual about them, no handwritten letter or envelope without a stamp. When I look up, I realize that a neighbor is watching me from a few meters away. Panicked, I greet him before rushing back inside. It's in these moments that I'm most likely to make a mistake, so I take a minute to gather my composure. I put the key back in the false bottom of my jewelry box next to a ring that's still shiny, even though it has oxidized slightly over time. It's nearly 20 years old, but I keep it out of nostalgia, despite the risk. What if my husband found it one day? How would I explain to him why I have a solitaire diamond that's practically identical to the one he gave me the day he proposed? But my life before doesn't concern him. I don't have to tell him everything. The couples that last are the ones that keep the mystery alive. For example, a few months after we met, I ended things with him. A 2-week hiatus during which I ran back into the arms of a former lover, Adrien. We took the train and went to see the ocean. Then, one morning, I left a note on the pillow and I returned to the man who would become my husband. What happened during those 2 weeks of wavering is none of his business.